Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us for the Shir and Likutei Halachos. We're continuing in Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Beis. We did the opening paragraph in the previous Shir, and we're up to Vezeh Bechinas Kriyas HaMegillah. We dedicate the Shir today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Moshe Menachem B'Reb Chaim Eliyahu, whose yahrzeit is today on the 12th of Av, and also for a complete refuah shelema for all those that need it, including Akiva Michoel ben Sorahuva, Shmuel Doi ben From Apparel, David ben Chanatoiva, David ben Leyaliba, Dvoira Naomi bas Shena Rezel, Yus Behendel bas Gitalea, Besoich Shar Choli Yisrael. We mentioned that this chapter in Likutei Moran is based on Torah Yud Zayin in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the great hisparus, the great pride that we take in Hashem, and the great pride that Hashem takes in us, Klal Yisrael. And also we spoke a little bit about the Mizbeach, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Klipos, the forces of the Sitrachra, draw their Yenika from Pegam HaMizbeach, when the Mizbeach is not perfect. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran associates that with Achila, because we know the Gemara tells us that today we don't have the Mizbeach. Today, Shulchanoi Shaloto Mechaper Kamazbeach. Our eating can be like the Mizbeach, both in a positive way. If we eat correctly, properly, Baruchnius and Begashmius, then our eating is Karbonois on the Mizbeach, and it has the power to atone for sins, and we don't allow the Klipos, the Sitrachra, to draw strength any more than the minimum that they need to continue to exist. And if we eat improperly, chas v'shalom, then we allow the klipos to draw power that they can use against us. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect us to the Yontif of Purim and the Kriyas HaMegillah. V'zeh b'chinas Kriyas HaMegillah, shezeh b'chinas haksav shenase al yidei Mordechai, shenichta v'nechta b'sifreihem. The Megillah that we read is the special document that was written by Mordechai and Esther, which was written and inscribed in their books. The Megillah tells us that this was inscribed in the books of Achashverosh and their country. Shaydezeh Nasa Hanes. And it's through this that the miracle was accomplished. As we said before, that we know that the miracle, the beginning of the Yeshua was when Achashverosh couldn't sleep at night, and he asked to have the chronicles brought before him, and it says he found in his books what was the story of Mordechai, how Mordechai HaTzadik had saved his life. And Rav Nosson Zal equates this with what Rabbeinu Zal says, that when the Tzadik, when through the mitzvah of Tzedakah, we clear the air, we create an Avir Hanach Vazach, so that the words of the Tzadik can travel far, so that the words of the Tzaddik can travel even into the writings of the Goyim, and they can discover in their writings the words of the Tzaddik. And this is what we find in the story of Purim, that Achashverosh couldn't sleep at night, and he discovered in his books what Mordechai HaTzaddik had said, how Mordechai HaTzaddik had spoken on his behalf and saved his life when Bigson Voseresh were plotting to murder Achashverosh. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Ki al yidei zeh nase geirim. When this happens, when the goyim see in their books things that contradict their faith, then they reject their faith and they want to come and join Klal Yisrael. Ki al yidei zeh nase geirim. Because this brings about converts. Bechinas, as we find in the Megillah, in the story of Purim, it says there at the end, "V'rabim me'ame ha'oretz misyadim," that many of the people in the land converted to Judaism. Shaydeze nishlam pegam ha'mizbeach. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that through when Geirim come and join Klal Yisrael, that elevates the kavod of Hashem, and that completes any defect, any deficiency in the mizbeach. Shaydeze nishlam hadas, which leads also to a shlemus hadas, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran. Shaydeze nizgale oyer hatzadik, and this helps to reveal the light of the tzadik, hamegale hahisparus shel Yisrael, who is the one who really understands and reveals the pride that Hashem takes in every single Yid, even those who appear to be very far from Hashem. Vayidei kol zeh humapolas Haman. And all of this leads to the downfall of our enemies, especially Haman. And this is why the main tikkun of the Megillah was established and affirmed that it should be written into their books, as it says clearly at the end of the Megillah. Ukamay shemuva shebishul zeh ein shum shem beferush b'chol ha-Megillah. And as is brought in Sfarim, that this is one of the reasons why Hashem's name is not written in any obvious way in the Megillah. It doesn't appear even once in an obvious way. It's there in a Sofei Tevois, the last letters of four words. It's brought when Haman says, V'chol zeh einenu shoyveli, that all this wealth and everything doesn't mean anything to me so long as I see that Mordechai the Jew isn't willing to bow down to me. So the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the last letters of Zeh Einenu Shoive Li spells Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, not in the order, but it has those four letters. And there are other places in the Megillah where Hashem's name is Marumas, hidden, but it's not written in any open, obvious way. Machmazeh, for this reason, Shetihye Ksuva B'Sifreihem, so that Megillah Esther can be documented in their books, in the non-Jewish books. Ki kol ikur bechinas ha-Megillah hu bechinas ha-ksav shenechkak venichtav b'sifreihem. Because the whole concept of Megillah Esther, the most important significance of Megillah Esther, its uniqueness is the fact that this document is written in the books of the Goyim. Bechinas haksav shenechkak venichta b'sifreihem. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there in Likut Imran, about the writing of the tzaddik that's documented in their books, in the books of the Goyim. Shenasa lidei Mordechai, which was accomplished through Mordechai at tzaddik. Shaydezeh nasa hanes shom apolas Haman kanal. And this is what brought about the miracle of the downfall of Haman. Vezeh shekosov, this is why it says towards the end of the Megillah, V'chol ma'asei tokfoi u'gvurosoi u'forashas gdulas Mordechai, and the powerful, awesome actions and the greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik, haloihem ksuvim al sefer divrei ayomim, is written and documented in the chronicles lemalchei modai u'foros. Rav Nosson Zal points out, we do not find this about Megillah Secha or Shir HaShirim, the other Megillahs, or any other Jewish writings. Ki ein derech hamikro lichtoiv rak sheyeser hadvorim nichtovim b'sifrei hamalochim shel Yisrael v'Yehuda. Usually throughout Tanakh, when a story is documented and written, we're told that the more details on this have been written in the books of the kings of the Jewish people, the Malchei Yisrael and Yehuda. Omnam Khan, however, here, Shehamikra Meforesh, that the Pasuk spells out very clearly, Shekol Maase Tokfoi Gvorosoi Shalanes Gdulas Mordechai Ksuvim Iker B'Sifreihem, that the powerful, awesome miracle that took place here and the greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik is documented especially in their books, Kishom Royim Gdulas Mordechai V'Toykef Hanes Shoso. This is where we see the real greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik and the incredible miracle that he was able to bring about. That Mordechai HaTzadik was able to achieve that this writing should be written in their books. And it's through this that Mordechai HaTzadik succeeded in rescuing and removing all the good that was trapped and being held captive among the Goyim, k'moy shehoya oz, which is what was the case then. The oz nase nes godol kozeh, and then this great miracle took place, al yedei haksav hanal, through that writing, through the fact that the greatness of Mordechai was written in their books. And when Achashverosh couldn't read and he was searching through the chronicles, and the Gemara says his workers were the sons of Haman. And when they were leafing through the book and they saw Mordechai, they tried to turn the page, to skip that page. And Amalek came and turned it back. They did it again. This kept going back and forth. And Ahasuerus realized something's going on. He said, "What's going on here? I want to hear what it says on that page." And they were forced to read about the great good deed that Mordechai HaTzadik did in saving Ahasuerus' life. And that was when everything started turning around. And this is why the Gemara tells us, when Haman went to find Mordechai HaTzadik to fulfill the instructions, Haman saw that Mordechai HaTzadik was teaching a group of children, and what were they learning? They were learning the laws of the kmitza of the Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha is one of the least expensive korbanos. It's not an ox, it's not a sheep, it's not even birds. It's a handful of flour, not even a handful. The Kohen scoops with his three middle fingers, scoops out a small amount of flour and offers, that's called the kmitza, and offers that on the Mizbeach. V'omar loy, and Haman said to Mordechai, Osi koimitz mincha didchu, ubotil aseres alofim kikar kesef. Your little handful of flour is coming along and nullifying, negating the effects of my 10,000 silver pieces that I gave to the treasury of Ahasuerus for the permission to destroy the Jewish nation. Rav Nosson Zal points out, koimitz mincha daika. Note what Haman said here, that it's this little handful of flour, specifically, haynu b'chinas korbanos. That's one of the korbanos that was brought, shehem shleimus hamizbeach, which is what completes the mizbeach. Shaydezeh hoyom apolos Haman. This is what brought about the downfall of Haman. Vezeh b'chinas mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. And with this, we also understand the mitzvah of mishloach monos on Purim, of giving gifts. Hakol b'shvil laharbois hasholoim. This is because the main focus on Purim is all about increasing the sholoim in Klal Yisrael. Shalidezeh nase avir hanach. This is what generates a clear air between us. That in order for the words of the tzaddik to really be able to travel far, you need that there should not be any turbulence in the air. The air should be perfectly calm and well. And the way that we do that is through sholoim, by achieving major sholoim. And one of the ways that you achieve sholoim is through tztaka. The Gemara says, marbesh tztaka, marbesh sholoim. Because tztaka makes peace even between opposites, wealthy and poor people, who usually have nothing to do with each other. And tztaka makes a sholoim between them. Shaydezeh nase avir hanach, shegam kol hatztaka shal matonis levyoinim, hu hakoil b'shil zeh. And in addition, besides the shalach manos, the charity, the special tzedakah that we're giving on Purim, the matanos levyoinim, is also for this purpose specifically, to generate this shalom. We mentioned in the previous shiur that Rav Nosson Zal points out on Likutei Halachos, look how the problem started. Remember, when Haman made his proposal to Ahasuerus to wipe out the Jews, Ahasuerus said to him, "You idiot, didn't you learn any world history? Other people tried, all kinds of nations tried to do this in the past, they all failed. Why do you think we're going to succeed?" And Haman said, "I'll tell you why. Because yeshnoi am echod mefuzor u'mefoirod beinu amin. B'chol medino yisamelech." This a nation, am echod, they're a nation that's supposed to be one. They're supposed to be united. They're supposed to be together. And they are mefuzor, they're dispersed all over the place. And there's pirud between them. There is no unity between them. So they're vulnerable. Ahasuerus said, "You're right. Let's do it." And that's why the tikkun is when Esther Amalka said to Mordechai, "You know how we're going to defeat Haman? Leich kenois eskol hayehudim animsim b'shushan. Gather together all the yidden in Shushan. Kenois, beis hakneses. Everybody get together." V'alkein mitzvah gedoil olechol b'purim. And this is why it's a major mitzvah to eat on Purim, the Sudas Purim, ulaharbois besuda ma'oid, to have a special meal on Purim, eating better quality foods and eating with more simcha and divrei Torah. We sing at the meal special songs, special divrei Torah, and special foods. Ki ikur shleimus hadas, v'tikunoi, v'hachnoas haksilus, shemishom yenikas homan anal, because to be able to achieve perfection of sechel, and tikun of the moyach, and to get rid of the foolishness in the brain, which is where Haman draws his power from. We know the Gemara says a person does not commit a sin unless a ruach shtus enters into the brain. Hual yidei achila is through eating, kishahu bekashrus, when the eating is a kosher kind of eating. And again, this means beruchnius and begashmius. Ukinavoyer Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, take a look where Rabbeinu Zal really stresses the importance of this, of achila digdusha. Shezeh nase al yidei hatzdoka u'mikra megillah. That's accomplished through the charity and through the reading of the Megillah. That's what prepares us for achila digdusha. V'alkein noyagim lasos ikra suda somuch lo erev. And this will explain another important halacha, that the main suda of Purim is supposed to be towards evening. Person would say, what kind of business is this? Usually zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. If we're supposed to have a suda on Purim, shouldn't it be better to do it early, right away in the morning? Right after shachris. What are we waiting for? Achar she'osu hatikunim shel Purim. Because we want this suda to be after the Megillah, after Mishloach Monos, after Matonos Levyoinim, after we accomplish those tikunim, she'al yodom nishlam hadas, which help bring about a shleimus hadas, oz hutro ha'achila. That's when the eating becomes permissible, v'hu mitzvah gedoy lo laharbois besuda. Not just permissible, but it's a major mitzvah. This is one of the major events of the year, the Sudas Purim, laharbois besuda. Ki oz ha'achila hu ikar shleimus hadas. Because after we did all of these mitzvahs, again, the Megillah, the Matonos Levyoinim, the Mishloach Monos, and all the other mitzvahs, then the eating is on this madrega of Shleimus Hadas. Just a note, in most of the Breslov shuls, there's a custom to have a Sudas Purim in the morning, right after Shachris. The reason is so that this should not interfere with the main Suda, which is going to be in the afternoon. This is so that the Breslov Hasidim, who are davening together on Purim morning, we know that Purim is one of the few days of the year that there's a minhag from the Baal Shem Tov to daven neitz, to daven v'sikin. Purim, and not to compare in any way, Tisha B'Av, special union of davening neitz with the neitz. So in most Breslov shuls, in many Breslov shuls, they daven neitz together, they read the Megillah, and then people bring some of their, number one, matonas levyoinim, and people bring some shalach monas to exchange with the friends, the close friends in the shul. Then they sit down to have a suda together so that the men can sing and dance and be super freilich, and then go home and rest, etc., and do other mitzvahs, and then have the main suda, the chiyuv suda, which is towards evening. V'alkein misanen koidem Purim tainis Esther, and this will explain also why before Purim, the day before Purim, we have tainis Esther. Ki hatainis hu tikun taiva sachila, k'mo shekos of Rabbeinu b'mokom acher. Because one of the main things that elevates our achila to a status of holiness is fasting, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several chapters in Likutei Moran. V'hu bi'atzmoi b'chinas hatzdaka, and fasting itself is a form of tzedaka, k'mo shekosev Rabbeinu b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in other chapters in Likutei Moran. B'chinas, as the Gemara says, agra detaneso tzidkoso, that the main schar, the main reward for a fast day, is the charity, the tzedaka that we give on a fast day. We know it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that if a person can, they should donate the amount of money that they would spend on the sudois of a fast day, they should give that to poor people. And that's what really elevates the fasting to a major high level. That there's no thought that, hey, at least I'm saving money on the deal. I'm not saying, I'm just not spending the money on myself. I'm giving the money to the poor people who really need it. Through fasting and through the mitzvah of tzedakah, we correct any mistakes that we've made throughout our lives in eating, regarding eating. V'zeh shektsas noyagim liten matonos levyoinim b'yoim tanis ester. And this will also explain why some Yidden have a custom to distribute tzedakah on tanis ester. Number one, the machtzis hashekel usually is given on tanis ester, and people give matonos levyoinim also on tanis ester. Ki hatzedakah v'hat tanis hein b'china achas. Because tzedakah and fasting are one inyan, v'tzorech lahakdem oisam. And again, we have to do that before. Ki al yodom ikar hanes. Because this is what really played the most important role in the miracle. The tikkun achila. Ki ikar hatikkun shel pegamu achila hu hatzedakah. Because the most effective tikkun to correct any sins or any mistakes that a person made in achila is tzedakah. And this is why we have this incredible mitzvah of hachnosas orchim, of having guests at your table, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that on yontif, a person is not yoytze, the mitzvah of yontif, unless they have a guests at the table. Or people that collect money, tzedakah, specifically for Shabbos, to be able to give poor people to have for Shabbos food, or for yontif, those times. These are special, special times of tzedakah. Kimavur b'maimer anal, as Rabbi Nisal explains in chapter 17 in Likut Imran, that the main tikkun of pegam achila is this mitzvah tzedakah. Okay, we completed the halacha beis, and we go on to halacha gimel. Al pi amaimar tiku b'choyde shofar hamaschil me'emuna. This halacha will be based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likut Imran, which begins talking about the topic of emuna. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar. Study that entire chapter, which is one of the longest, if not the longest, chapter in Likutei Moran. It's a Rosh Hashanah shir that Rabbi Nizal gave a little more than a year before he passed away. Interesting hashkacha that I have a shir once a week on Sunday afternoon going through Likutei Moran, and by sheer coincidence, that's the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're in the middle of right now, Baruch Hashem. So the two shiurim are joining together. The haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize what Rav Nosson says there, kishemisaknin pigam ho'emuna, when we, Klal Yisrael, repair and correct anything that's lacking or anything that's wrong in our emuna, in our faith, azai nasim izeh geirim. This brings about an influx of converts coming to join Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Nizal points out there, v'hagerim machnisim gaiva b'Yisrael. When gerim come and join, they bring gaiva, a certain arrogance, a certain kovod into Klal Yisrael. V'al yedei ha-gaiva na'ase pegam niyuf chas v'shon. And Rabbi Nizal says there that this gaiva leads to and encourages sins of pigam abris, adultery, those types of sins. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, Eishes ish nefesh yekora hi totsud. A married woman traps a nefesh yekora, a soul that's very precious. The word yekora means also kovod. In Megillas Esther, we have the word ves yekor tiferes gidul asoy. Yekor means kovod, glory, awe, honor. So the pasuk says there that the sitrachra, this pigam of pigam abris, traps a person who has gaiva chas v'shalom. V'hamoginim shebedoyer malin pigam tavas niyuf. And Rabbi Nizal goes on to show there that there are certain tzaddikim in the generation that are called mogine hadoyer, the shields of the generation, the protectors of the generation, and those tzaddikim specifically are the ones who are able to get rid of, eliminate this taivas niyuf, and convert it Taiva Sniuf Pigama Bris is called Hechtim Besoroi. It's called a Chosam of the Sitra Achra. And Rabbi Nazal says that these Mokini Ador change the Chosam of the Sitra Achra into a Chosam of Kedusha. Venasim Izeh Bechinas Moichin Tfilin. They convert this Chosam of the Sitra Achra into Moichin Tfilin, Bechinas Chosam de Kedusha, which is the seal of holiness. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Simeni kachoysom al zroyacha, place me as a seal on your arm, kachoysom alibecha, on your heart, on your arm, referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Vazai, and when this choysom of kedusha is established, vazai hu bechinas chaloyim al yidei malach, then a person is zeicha to true dreams. Because the Gemara says that dreams can come through a shindalid, through a shed, or through a malach. Shehu bechinas Adam. That's the concept of the person being, that's the concept of Adam. Veloi chaloim al yidei shed chas v'shom. And not that the person has their dreams coming from the sitra achra, from a shed. Shehu bechinas behema, which is referred to Rabbeinu Zal over there, and Likudimran shows how that's bechinas behema. Avol, however, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, yesh lamaha acholim chelek b'chaloim. What a person eats before going to sleep, especially, plays a major role in the dreams that the person has in the evening. It's brought that the word ma'achol is the same letters as the word malach. So in order to be zeichet to a chaloim al yidei malach, a person has to eat the right ma'acholim. Velozeh tzrichin simcha. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutimran that in order for the person to have these proper ma'acholim, the person needs simcha. The pasuk says in Koheles, Leich echol besimcha lachmecha, that especially when a person's eating, if a person's upset or angry or nervous, it's extremely dangerous and harmful to eat at that time. That eating, in order for eating to have the proper effects on the person physically and spiritually, the person has to be happy when they're eating. Shehu chizuk hamalach, ve'ikar chizuk hamalach hubenison. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutimran that the main time in the year when we strengthen the angel who's associated with dreams is during the month of Nisan. Ve'oz hayoroi sheizbatel pegam tumazu. And if that's the case, if during the month of Nisan we strengthen this malach, it's brought that each month has a different combination of Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei that's associated with that month. Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei can be formatted in 12 different ways because there are four letters. However, two of them are the same. The He repeats itself. Usually when you have four letters, it can form 24 different combinations. But if two of them are identical, it can only form 12 combinations, and these 12 combinations correspond to the 12 months of the year. And the Arizal, the Zohar Kodesh, the Tikkuni Zohar, shows which tziruf of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is associated with each month. And Nisan, the month of Nisan, is the king of all the months. The tziruf of Nisan is Yud-Hei and then Vav-Hei, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in order, which the Zohar Kodesh says is found in the pasuk Yismechu Hashomayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Heaven be happy and earth rejoice. So we see that Nisan is a super time of simcha. V'oz hayoroi sheizbatel pegam tumazu. That being the case, it would seem appropriate that in the month of Nisan, we should be able to eliminate completely this taivas niuf, this pegam abris, which we're told comes from the angel Lil, Lamed Yud Tov, which is associated with Yalala, wailing, mourning, depression, sadness. That's the source of Pigam HaBris. Avol, however, Rabbeinu Zal, it's over there, Yesh Shebo Al Yidei Kilkul HaMishpat. There are times that the Pigam HaBris and the damage that's done to the Malach and everything is caused not necessarily through Pegam HaBris, but through Pegam HaMishpat, through injustice, when there's a lack of proper justice. The Kilkul HaMishpat Nase Alidei Shemalin Tipas Esav Yishmoel. And Rabbi Nassal explains over there in Likutei Moran that one of the ways that this mishpat is damaged is when we try to elevate the droplet of Esav and Yishmael, which is supposed to be kept out of Klal Yisrael, and when we try to elevate that and integrate that into the Kedusha. Vazay al yidei kilkul kisois lamishpat, and then when the throne of justice is damaged, noiflin ahavois min hamerkava, then there's a love that falls from the throne of Hashem. Because we know the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says about the throne of Hashem, Merkovoi argomon, toichoi rotzuf avo, that the throne of Hashem is purple. Argomon is purple, which is a deep red, which represents midas hadin, mishpat, justice. But toichoi rotzuf avo, the inside, the center, is lined with love. We've spoken about this many times, that we find that the malchus of Hashem is compared to an apple. On Friday night, in the Zmiros of the Arizal, he refers to Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, a field of holy apples, which is the description of the Malchus, the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, this Kisei Mishpat, this throne of justice. And the Arizal explains why the apple, because a standard apple, today you have multicolored, you have green apples and yellow apples and blue apples possibly somewhere, but the regular apple, the normal apples, is a red apple. Everybody knows that. It's red on the outside, but super, a tiny drop of red. And the inside, 99.9% of the apple, is white. And that's what the throne of Hashem, that's what the Midas Hadin of Hashem is like. On the outside, Merkovoi Argovan, but Toichoi Rotzuf Ava. The inside is lined with love, with Ava, which is represented by Ches, Midas HaChesed, which is this whiteness. And Lekova, the additional people that joined the Shir today, will add a little bit to this. We've said it before, but I'm sure many people, it wouldn't hurt hearing it again, that it's brought that the first letters of Toichoi Rotzuf Ava are Tuf Reish Aleph, 601. When you take the word Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, and you write each letter as a word, Shin, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, Chaf Pei, the way you pronounce it, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and it's Begematria 601 exactly. So this is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is Toichoi Rotzuf Ahava. The inside is lined with love. On the outside, Hashem has to show Malchus. There has to be a Midas Hadin. There has to be a Mishpat. But the Mishpat is paper thin. Hashem is all about Ahava, Ahava, Ahava. And also it's brought that Aleph, we know in Hebrew, Aleph is one, and Aleph is 1,000. It's the same word. So the Shekhinah, which is Tuf Reish Aleph, is also Tuf Reish Aleph, the 600,000 Jews. That's what makes up the Shekhinah. That's what makes up the divine spirit of Hashem. And the Arizal shows this also. If we take Hashem's name of Din, the Gemara says, Dino de Malchusa Dina, the judgment of government, the laws of government are laws. They must be observed. Dino de Malchusa Dina. The word Dina is the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Hashem's name of Din. The Arizal says, let's take a look at what's inside. This name of Hashem, which is Din, clearly Din, let's take a look at what's inside of it. Because each one of the four letters of that name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, when you pronounce it, it becomes a three-letter word. Watch this. Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Pei. The middle, the center, is a Lamed. The middle letter is a Lamed. Dalet. Dalet, Lamed, Tuf. The middle letter is also a Lamed. We have two Lameds. Nun. Nun, Vav, Nun. The middle letter is a Vav. And then Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, the middle letter is a Vav. So the center of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is Lamed, Lamed, Vav, Vav, which is Begematria Chesed. 30 plus 30 plus 6 plus 6 is 72, which is Chesed. Showing that the Merkava of Hashem, the Kisei Mishpat of Hashem, on the outside, it's red, it's purple. On the inside, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahavod. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to over there in the Likutei Moran, when he says that when there's a kilkul of a mishpat, then the ahavos fall. They take a fall and they fall into the sidrachra. And instead of having ava digdusha, there becomes the wrong types of love. Velozet srichin kishur hamerkova. And in order to repair this, in order to fix this, Rabbi Nazal says there, we need kishur hamerkova. We need to bind the merkova together. Bechinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, merkovoi argomon. That the throne of Hashem, the chariot of Hashem, is argomon. And it's brought that the word argomon makes up the first letters of the angels that are associated with the throne of Hashem. The Aleph is Uri Kel, the Resh is Raphael, the Gimel is Gavriel, the Mem is Michoel, and the Nun is Nuri Kel. These are the angels of the Merkava. And Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in Likutei Moran there, before we go to sleep at night. This is why before we go to sleep, a very important sentence in the Kriya Shema Lamita is where we say, Mimini Michoel, Mismoili Gavriel, Milfonai Oiriel, Meachoirei Rafael, Valroishi Shchinas Kel. That's called Kishur HaMerkava. We're binding, we're uniting the Merkava, and we're binding ourselves, we're making our connection to this holy Merkava in the right way. Vehine homon horosho shumi zera molek, shehu memuna al pegam tumazu homon, who comes from Amolek, who is appointed over this tumah of pegam abris. It says in Parsha Zohar, it says, asher korcho baderech, that Amolek came upon us while we were traveling. That word korcha is used, miloshin keri, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that's what Amolek is all about. Korcha means krirus, a certain coldness that the Sidrachra injects into the Kedusha to take away our fire for holiness, our hislavas digdusha, and to turn it into a chamimus of the Sidrachra. So Homon rotzo lehizgaber al Yisrael bizman agolus, bovel shiv mishana. Homon wanted to try to overpower the Jewish nation when we were in exile during the 70-year exile of Bovel. Shehu bechinas shena. And we know that golus is referred to as sleep. Kimuva bisforim, as is brought in Sforim Akdoshim. There's a pasuk, lochein golo ami mibli das. Hashem says, my nation has gone into exile from lack of das. When a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down 99%. That's the state of mibli das. Also, we find again, when Haman presents his proposal to Achashverosh, he says, yeshnoi am echod. There is this one nation. This word yeshnoi is an unusual word. The Gemara says, their Hashem is sleeping. Yoshein. He said that Hashem fell asleep. He forgot about them. He forgot to take them out of exile. And they're sleeping. They're sleeping a sleep of 70 years. V'hiskabrus hoyal Yisroel hoyal yidei pegam hamacholim. And Haman's power over the Jewish people was because we made a mistake regarding food, eating. K'moisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, mipnei ma nischayvu soineim shel Yisroel sheboi sedor kloyo. Why were the enemies of the Jewish people of that generation deserving to be wiped out? The Gemara doesn't want to say why were the Jews, chas v'shon. So it uses this wording, the enemies of the Jews, but unfortunately it means us. Why did we deserve to be wiped out, kloya? Mipnei shenehenu misudosoi shaloisei rosha. Because we participated in and enjoyed the suda of that rosha. Kimacholim tmeim hein bechinas pegam achilas eitzadas toivaro. Because impure food is associated with eating from the eitzadas. Shepogam boy odom arishon, which is what odom arishon was poigim in. Shaydeze pogam betipei amoyach. As a result of this, odom arishon damaged the droplets of his brain. And this resulted in Hashem issuing the curse of that you will eat with atzvus. You'll earn your livelihood with atzvus. But the wording in the pasuk is be'itzavoin toichlena, which is the exact opposite of healthy eating. We said healthy eating, v'alkein ikar hatikun, and therefore the main tikun of achila is al yidei hasimcha. Hepech bitzovon techlena, the opposite of bitzovon techlena. Avol ein yecholim lesakein kiyim macholim tohirim. However, we are only in a position to correct pure food, pure foods, kosher foods. Shetikunam kishezoichen lechol besimcha, whereby the tikun for glatt kosher food is when we eat it besimcha. Kimavor Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Kutimran. Avol macholim tmeim, however, impure food, she'osra Torah, which the Torah has forbidden us to eat, ein lohem shum tikun. We cannot repair that now at all whatsoever. V'alkin, and therefore, mi shenene mehem, a person who derives pleasure from that kind of food, nimshach olav b'chinas be'itzovayin hana, draws upon themselves that curse, that atzvus, Shehein pegam chet odom arishoin, shemishom nimshach has v'shom tumanal, which is the sin of odom arishoin, which is from the source, from where this tumah of pegam abris originates from. Shememun olav homon amolik, which homon amolik is appointed over. Remember, how did homon come into the world? By Shol HaMelech allowing Agag to live for one night. When Shaul HaMelech did not follow the instructions of Hashem, when Hashem told Shaul HaMelech the opportunity has arrived, I want you to go and wipe out Amalek completely, destroy them completely, men, women, children, animals, everything. And Shaul HaMelech wasn't strong enough. He bowed to the will of the people in a wrong kind of way, where the people said, all these animals, we'll bring karbanos to Hashem, we'll bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, why kill the animals? And again, Shaul HaMelech had rachmonis on Agag, the king of Amalek. He threw him in jail. And that one night, this Rosha Marusha had relations with an illicit woman, and it's from that relations that Haman was born, that Haman came out. So we see that Haman Amalek is the epitome of Pegam Abris. Shememun Olav Haman Amalek. Shaydeze nishaivu soineim shal Yisroel kloyo chasushum. And this is what caused the Rachmana Litzlan, the Jewish nation, to have this curse of to be wiped out completely. Kal pegam ze nemar beyoim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. Because it's about a pegam in achila that Hashem said to Odom Arishon, if you will eat improperly on the day that you eat, you're going to die. Vezeh sham rabbi senu zaloid, and this is why the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara gives another reason why the Jews were chayev miset kloya. Kloya means complete annihilation. Mipnei shehishtachavu latzelen, because they bowed to an idol. And Rav Nosson Zal says, v'hainu hach v'loi pligi. These two seemingly different reasons are really one and the same. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are directly connected to each other. Ki ishtachavu l'avodah zarah, because bowing to an idol, hainu pegam emuna, that shows that's the opposite of faith in Hashem. Shehi hascholas habigam, that's the beginning of the problem, the beginning of the sin. V'achar kach nimshach mizeh hapegam emuna, pegam tumah hanal. And it's when there's a defect in emuna, that leads to pegam abris, that leads to keri. K'mavor Hashem b'mai maral, as Rabbeinu Zal shows clearly over there, in chapter 5, in the second half of Likut Imran, Ayin Sham, look over there. V'gam al Odom Arishon, Om Rabbi Seinu Zal, and we find also that the Gemara tells us about Odom Arishon, Shepogam be'emuna, that the eating from the Eitz Hadas was a pegam in emuna, Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, Shekofar be'ikor, he denied the existence of Hashem. By going directly against a command of Hashem, that's called Pegam Emuna. We say it in Kriya Shema every day. V'sartem, you will turn away from Hashem. V'avadatem elokim acher, you'll be worshipping idols. The Baal Shem Tov says on that, that any turn away from Hashem, any slight turn away from Hashem, is a turn in the direction of idol worship. Ki kol habechinoi sanal kshurim zebozeh. because all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran are all connected to each other. Pegam emuna, upegam tumah hanal, upegam hamacholim chas v'shalom. All three, lack of emuna, the tumah of pegam abris, and pegam achila are all connected. Kemavur Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ayin shom heitet. Study that chapter, you'll see it very clearly. Ki achizas homon choyo mipegam eitz hadas. Because where is Haman's connection? Where is Haman connected to in Kiddusha? The Eitz Hadas. K'mayisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Haman min ha-Torah minayin. Where is Haman mentioned in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, I'll show you. Shenemar ha-min ho-Eitz. When Hashem said to Adam Rishon, did you eat from that tree that species of tree that I told you not to? Ha-min ho-Eitz. Ha-min is the letters Haman. Hainu kanal. So we see that that's the connection between Haman and the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein rotzol esgaber b'chodesh Adar, and this is why Haman was so overjoyed and he wanted to destroy the Jews in the month of Adar, shemeis boi Moshe, which is the month during which Moshe Rabbeinu died. Ki misas Moshe zebechinas histalkus Hadas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu leaving, Moshe Rabbeinu passing away means the Das is leaving. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said, Ato horeisol o Das ki Hashem hu alikim. He's the one who gave the Jews the Torah Kedosha, which is Das. Bechinas Shena. And when the Das leaves, that's the concept of sleep. She'oz huzman hisgabrusoi chashon. That's when Homon Amolek, that's when this Pegama Bris, this Mikre Laila, that's when it attacks a person specifically during sleep. Kishein tikun bechola bechinois. When the person is not perfect in all the areas, in emuna, in achila, that's when the person is vulnerable, chas v'shalom, to this pegama bris.
What's the most proper type of items for Mishloach Manos in order to help accomplish this tikun?
Very good question. Very, very good. Because the world is changing constantly. And people are coming up with new ideas and new things. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos technically has to be two food items that are ready to be eaten. You cannot give raw meat. You cannot give something that needs to go through. That's the technical mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. That's the way it's fulfilled. And again, from what I saw from my rabbis, Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levracha, Reb Michel, and the other elders in Breslov, when they gave Shalach Manos, they didn't spend thousands of dollars on extravaganzas, Shalach Manoses, that are done by artist designs and interior decorators, designing the basket from which the Shalach Manos is, and these glass dishes that cost $3,000, and the chocolate cost 30 cents that they put into the glass dish. It was food items. It was a fruit, another item, and it would be two or three items not going to the extravaganzas. In recent times, the Satan, the Yetzirah, gets involved and people try to outdo each other. And there becomes a whole competition and a whole major avoda to make it, to put incredible amounts of money and time and effort in the design of the Shalach Manos and in trying to outdo and to try to show, like Achashverosh in the beginning wanted to show how rich he was by making this meal of 180 days, people want to show how rich they are by the Shalach Manos that they give. And many rabbis have tried to tone this down for many reasons. Number one, not to insult and embarrass people who can't afford to be in this competition at all. And also because the Rambam and all the Poskim write that the Dogesh, Mishloach Manos, is an important mitzvah on Purim, and to do it properly, but Matonos Levyoinim is more important. And therefore they say, if you're going to spend, if you're going to be extravagant, direct it there. But again, it's not a replacement, it's not a substitute for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, which means food items. And again, you see here, Rav Nosson Zal and many Sifra has show, why food? Why so much dogish on food in Klal Yisrael? Because food is an incredibly important item in life and in Yiddishkeit. The Torah begins with food and ends with food, and the middle is full of food. The Eitz Hadas, the Suda of the V'yosan, when Mashiach will come. It's not something to be ignored. It's something to learn about and to do it right. And to do it right means not too much, not too little, to get it right. There are some women who bake challahs, and some women who specifically give baked goods or something. It's brought that one of the qualities in Mishloach Manos is if it's a food that the people can use for their Sudas Purim, like a bilkala, a piece of fish, you know, something like that. That's another added attraction to the Mishloach Manos. But again, to understand, to study the laws of the mitzvah first, we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a halacha. Then we can study the Chassidus, the Kabbalah, and other things. And then we can have Mahadrin. And then we can have Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. But the Sforim put tremendous emphasis that if you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, put the emphasis on the Matanos Levyoinim. It's needed more there, and Hashem gets greater nachas there. But again, it's not a substitute. Don't do away with the important mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, you know, the food items. One of the fantastic chidushim that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, note the word that was used in this paragraph, the word in the Gemara, kloya, that the Gemara says, why were the enemies of the Jews deserving of kloya? Kloya means annihilation. And Rav Nosson Zal mentioned it again afterwards in the paragraph. The Gemara in Brachas, in one place, speaks about Bilam Harasha, who was one of the most evil Rishonim of all time, comparable to Haman Amalek. And Bilam at one time was hired to curse the Jewish people by Balak. And he told them, I'll give you kavod like you never imagined if you succeed in this mission. And in the end, he failed in the mission. Hashem didn't allow him to do it. The klala was turned into bracha. And the Gemara says that Hashem did an incredible kindness for Klal Yisrael at that time, and that Hashem changed his standard procedure. The Gemara says that Hashem has a policy, a standard procedure, that every single day Hashem gets angry for a fraction of a second. And Bilam, it says about Bilam, Yoidea Das Elyon, Bilam knew what goes on in heaven. He had a very high level of Das de Klipa, Das de Sitra Achra, to parallel Moshe Rabbeinu, said the Goyim shouldn't be able to say, you gave the Jews a Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't give us a Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gave them Bilam, who was comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu in Das, but coming from the Sitra Achra. It says, Yoidea Das Elyon, the Gemara says, he knew, he was able to calculate that exact second when Hashem gets angry, that fraction of a second. And had he cursed the Jews at that moment, it would have been the end. It would have been complete destruction. And Hashem changed that during the time of Bilam, Hashem shut down that process. He did not allow that moment of anger, said Bilam couldn't connect to that. So Tosfos asks over there in the Gemara, 1 minute, if we're talking about a fraction of a second, what could Bilam possibly have said in a fraction of a second that could have wiped out the Jews? So Tosfos says he could have said one word, kalem. Kalem means destroy them. That same term, kloya, that same exact word. So Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, asked, why that? There are other words in the Hebrew language. If Tosfos is saying this, the Bali Tosfos or Bali Ruach HaKodesh, there's got to be something big in that word. And the answer is, there's a chapter in the Likutei Moharan, I believe it's chapter 57, which is one of the chapters where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the significance of fasting, how special fasting is. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that on a day that a Jew eats, the order of how the food is processed in the body is there are three kings in the body. There's the brain, which is a king, the spiritual king of the body. There's the heart, which is a physical king of the body, and there's the liver, which is the king of the Sitra Achra in the body. The liver is wall-to-wall blood, and the Gemara says, kas, anger comes from the liver. So the Zohar Kodesh says that on a day that a person eats, unless the person is taking special steps to assure that their achila is achila digdusha, the food reaches the liver first, then the heart, then the brain. When a person is fasting, when they're not putting any food into the body, then the process of achila in the body, the way the blood flows in the body and everything is, first the brain, then the heart, then the liver. And Rav Rosenfeld pointed out, that the Zohar Kodesh mentions this, and he pointed this out, that when things are going in the proper order, the brain is in front, then the heart, then the liver. The first letters make up the word melech, king. Then we're being mamlech Hashem. Hashem is, the whole purpose of creation was to broadcast the kingdom of Hashem. Then it's melech. When a person is eating improper, when there's pegam achila, when a person's angry, kas, or anything like that, then the order is reversed. It's kaved lev moyach. It's the liver first, then the heart, then the brain and back. The first letters of kaved lev moyach spell the word kalem. And that's why here it says that because the Jews participated in the wrong kind of eating, we were chayev kloya, this kalem, this complete destruction. That's pegam achila, where it's liver, heart, brain, chas v'shalom, where things are the opposite of the right order. We should be zeche tachila dikdusha, to eat like a mensch. We finished both fasts. This is the one season where the 3 weeks started with a fast and ended with a fast. We had Shiva Sabatamuz, we had Tisha B'Av. There are some people, the Shulchan Aruch brings, there are some people that fast throughout the entire 3 weeks. Hopefully that's behind us. We should be zeche through the fasting, that our achila now should be an achila digdusha that should bring about the tikkun and lead to the gula shleima, the coming of Moshiach, the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Yeshuas and besuras todas.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Thank you very much.
Sure.